Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The number of active COVID cases in isolation in WA has dipped below 30,000 overnight, but we've still added 4,885 new infections this morning. There are 259 people in hospital. That number has dropped. 8 are in intensive care. Sadly, 6 deaths dating back to June 11 were recorded. The head of the Reserve Bank has given with one hand and taken with another this morning. Philip Lowe says the nation will likely avoid a recession, but he still believes inflation will hit 7%, and that means higher interest rates. While Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers is remaining upbeat, he admits the nation is in for a tough ride.
It's possible to be optimistic about the future of our economy and the future of our country, while also recognising that we have to navigate together a really tricky, difficult combination of circumstances.
Police are asking members of the public not to approach two men wanted in connection with a wider investigation. Troy Nelson is 100 centimetres tall, short brown hair with a beard, while Ryan Power is 33 years old, slim build and short blonde hair. Anyone with information on their whereabouts is asked to call Crime Stoppers. And Qantas has reportedly axed mask requirements on some international flights from today. It should include the Perth to Rome direct flights, which leave with Premier Mark McGowan and Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis on Saturday. In sport, West Coast Eagles star Jeremy McGovern is out of hospital 3 days after suffering broken ribs against Geelong. Coach Adam Simpson says his return timeframe is a little unclear.
He's now in recovery mode. Significant damage, but yeah, he's in good health. So now it's about recovery. It's going to be a few weeks if he does come back. We'll probably know by the end of the week, I reckon, and give you a bit more detail.
While Willie Rioli has accepted a $2,000 fine for striking Geelong's Sam De Koning, clearing the way for the forward to suit up on Friday night against Essendon at Optus Stadium, Tim Kelly is expected to return for the Eagles after suffering with the flu. Listener.